This is the 22nd of October for Tuesday, 2019, and this is our encore show going back to the 22nd of October, 2018. That's how we do that. Welcome, 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 welcome. I am practicing a TED Talk. I got to go back upstairs while this is going on. I got to do my TED Talk thing, which will be, we'll give you more information on that. I think it's the 17th of November. It's going to be in the Valley. I'll let you know the venue. It's TED Times Reseda Boulevard is the name of this. So far, I shouldn't say it's definite. Let me say so far, so good. I got wrapped up in all kinds of fucking work stuff that really has been on my ass. The goddamn fucking phone audio for the first time in a couple of weeks really bothered me on the show yesterday. What are you going to fucking do? Tomorrow's the 22nd, right? Okay. I'm telling you, man. God damn it. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, so today we're looking at the 22nd of October on that there day, which we call the year of our Lord 2018. And I'm just going to go and kind of grab this thing here, man, you know. There you go. Whoops, wait a second. Wait a goddamn minute. Let's see, what does that look like? Hooray for Hollywood. What the hell is this, man? Okay. We got archives. And then 2018. 22nd of October of the 2018. Oh, for Christ's fucking sake. What is this? We'll post for the BSP's The Ars Gardner Show. Well, what does that mean? No, that ain't Ars Gardner.
And this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California. What do they call Indian summer like? It's been very lovely. What is this?
Yeah, it ain't fucking lovely. Let me tell you about the Indian summer like conditions we're having now, man. We got a fire in the Pacific Palisades, which is right down near the ocean, off of PCH near north of Santa Monica, in between Santa Monica and Malibu, I guess you call it. Right? Yeah. And there's a goddamn fire down there, and that motherfucking fire season, you know. But hey, it's all good, man. There ain't no fucking climate change. We have fires in California. Oh, fuck off. We got fires in California. We go years without a major fire in this motherfucker. At least we used to. We had a fucking drought. And we went years without major fucking fires happening. Now we got them all over the goddamn place. Because what is that? We didn't rake our fucking forest? Jesus Christ, I'm ready to fucking lose my goddamn fucking mind. You think, and if you think Phil Hendry's pissed off, just imagine how. I'll tell you something right now, man. I talk to people, okay? I don't just sit at a fucking Trump rally. I talk to real people out here in the real fucking world. People are fucking pissed off at this motherfucker. This is the show prep period of the show, so a lot of shit gets poured out and spilled out, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know what to tell you, man, you know. A lot of people get offended by the pre-show hour. I keep trying to tell people this is the fucking way it is, man. Now, what the fuck is this Ars Gardner show for BSPs only? Huh? Is it this? Is it the pre-show? That's interesting.
Files, welcome to our pre-show.
Thanks for playing our music. Can we give you a copy of our download link? I said I'd be very happy to tell everybody about it, and so I think they're organizing that as usual.
This little C'est la vie. This is the ones that
doing pre-show for the video audience, for the video cast people. I did not begin to commence the recording of our audio. Oh, you know, on Tuesday, and I'm going over to interview Phil Proctor, one of the original. They said, what are the original? There was only originals. There wasn't anybody else.
What the fuck is this?
A founding member of the great Fire Sign Theater.
That I thought.
I'm really looking forward to that. Phil has a book out. That's 2017. That was 2 years ago. Wow. Let me look at this. Okay, we're good there. Just trying to figure out where the hell I am, man. Okay. So what I'm trying to do now is October 22nd, 2017. October 22nd, 2016. What do you want to bet that goddamn motherfucker now falls in a weekend? God damn it. God fucking damn it. I just got backed up on this thing, man. It really pisses me off. Here we go. Yeah, naturally. Too Late for Tears is the name of the fucking... It was a Saturday. Okay. 2015. Probably the same goddamn... Well, maybe it's a Friday. Lions line. Man, we were doing Lions then. 2015. October 15th. No. 22nd, bitch. That's what we're doing. Ay, 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 Henry. October 22nd, man. Dig me? Yeah, you know. So that's a Thursday. There it is. Ted Bell opens the show to talk a little mishap he had with the jalapeno peppers and also his efforts working with the Happy Wonders. All right, man, here we go. This is from the 22nd of October, 2015. There you can see it right there in living color. Let's download this bitch. Let's download this bitch. Let's download this bitch. Go ahead and stop. That's pre-show. Pre-show is stopped. Do that there. Do that there. Now that we know what we're doing there, let's take a look and see. Oh, November 99, right? Okay, so that means October 05. October 2004. Oh, no, October 98. Archive. Let's see if we have an October from 1998. I don't know. You know, we're slowly loading in different things from different times. October 98. Radio? I don't think we have anything from October of 98, but I could be wrong. No, we don't. We got November of 98. Do we have anything from October of 97, I wonder? We've had very little from 97. We only got one thing from 1997. But we've still got all those files that we've loaded in. Stony Stitzville, that's July of 97. And finally, 1996, there appears to be... 96 was our first year on the air in Los Angeles. Nope. These are our last months on the air in Miami. So October would have to revert to 2005, right? Now then. Yes, I think I'm right. So I have this little system that I do so things don't get too worn out, et cetera, et cetera, so on and so forth. And you're welcome to explore the archives yourself. Here we go, October. Jeez. Let's check this out. October 18th, 2005. We have Dr. Bob Fitzgibbon's health show is on. He sings Superstition. Phil plays a listener flashback called Danger on the Front Lines of Iraq. Jeff Dowder calls in. Ted Bell is on to discuss driving through puddles. He tells Phil that he drove through a pond to splash a kid just to impress his son. Callers think Ted's cruel. Phil welcomes Brad Rifkin to the show. He tells Phil in the audience that he can Photoshop women's pictures to show men what they look like when they're naked. I guess Photoshop was such a big thing back then. You know, Photoshop. Okay. All right. Let's go in. Come on, dude. A piece of shit from decades ago. This ought to be funny. Where's the goddamn... Don't fuck with me, man. Don't fuck with me, man, you know? There it is. What is this thing here? No. Now, you fucking moron. God damn it, Henry. Copy. Bing. Bing. Boing. Bingo, bango, boing. Come on. Come on, motherfucker. October 2005. Spotify. Real Phil Henry. All right, Groovy. Mailing that file to myself, because I do things like that. I mail shit to myself, you know, and then I read it and I feel like I have a friend and I go, oh, it came from me, you know. Donald Trump. Why Trump can't change no matter what the consequences are. Personal growth is about seeing more. The president is too self-absorbed for that. Goddamn right. The problem with Donald Trump is the following thing. It is something that most people aren't even, it ain't even on people's radar that there are human beings with no conscience. Only now is it sort of sifting into people's brains because of all the crime, true crime movies. You know, psychopath, what's that? When a guy has no conscience toward others, it isn't so much that he doesn't care about people, he just doesn't think about other people. Trump is a abnormal human being. He's not crazy. He would never qualify as crazy. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows that what he does is right. He knows that some of the shit that what he does is wrong. He is abnormal because abnormal is someone who says, I know what's right, I know what's wrong, I'm still going to do what's wrong. Normal people are people that want to, shall we say, integrate with society, move society along, be a part of a larger effort to kind of, you know, maintain the peace and the growth and the prosperity of a society. We all sort of, in our own ways, try to participate that way. Even if we're the most selfish motherfuckers the world has ever seen, we're not out trying to break every fucking law in the book just because it's me, all the time. We recognize there are barriers between ourselves and other people. Other people have their interests. And we have to balance ours with theirs, period. That's what living in the fucking world is about. Guys like Trump don't get it. And because he was born with a lot of money and he had a lot of money shoved up his fucking ass when he was born, it's entitled him. You know, when he looks up and he says, I was sent from God, you know, he's kidding, but there's not a whole lot of them that's kidding. I know a lot of people think they get him. They think they understand him. No, they fucking don't. I'm telling you, no, they fucking don't. What's the proof? Look at all the motherfuckers that are surprised by shit that he does. Look at all the people he throws in the street. Look at all the people that thought that they could... I got him figured out. Don't worry. I'll be the chief of staff. I'll be the secretary of state. I got this guy figured out. They get their asses pitched in the fucking, right out in the street, fed into a meat grinder. It is Mulvaney. Poor, stupid motherfucker. Thought he could, I'll be the chief of staff. He's getting his ass fucking chewed up and thrown in the street pretty soon. All of them. Mattis, all these guys. Guys that we all thought were really smart, really brilliant, really wonderful guys, got their fucking asses handed to them. And do you think they're going to admit they're wrong? Fuck no. God, that's one of the greatest humiliations of their lives, to give it all, go all in for a fucking president who's a piece of shit. Because you're going to have to look in the mirror at the end of the day and say, how the fuck did I miss that? So you say, what makes you so smart, Phil? I'm not smart. I just happen to be smart when it comes to guys like this. That's all. I'm not smart. I've fucked up a whole lot in my life. Don't even worry about it. But when it comes to motherfuckers like this, I happen to be smart. Because I fucking grew up around them. I grew up in a family full of them. You understand? What do you think Bobby Dooley is? Bobby Dooley is she's kind of the less aggressive female counterpart to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Everything for her. Nothing for the rest of the fucking world. Everything about her. Anything Bobby fucks up anything? Have you ever heard Bobby admit she's ever made a mistake in her life? All right, here we go, man. So that's done. So now we're looking for the thing. We did the thing. Did we download it? Just double checking here. I don't know. I got 15. No, we did not. Interesting. All right. So that means we go back to this, and we go to hour two, and we download. And boom, there it goes. It's downloaded. All right. So that means everything is ready, and all we have to do is roll this fucker and get our shit together. So we'll go back to October 22nd of 2015. And our asses will be just like fucking... And our asses will be great. So here we are, man. And let's groove. Let's move and groove, man. Turn this off. All right, I can dig it. In New Orleans. You know, that will have to be you, and It shows him at one point.
Yeah.
This is me, when, 2015? This is me in 2015, huh? I look like the same douchebag I am today. I think I got a cold. It sounds like I got a cold in it.
Wait a minute, man. Don't worry about it. It's something that we're...
Well, then let the filthy-minded here on the air...
Leave, it's a new...
What would you hear?
This is 36 Crazy Fists, General.
Well, it would take 36 Crazy Fists.
But you like it because I
this is when
I know you got a business you want to get the word out on. And people have websites this now. Is when, this is how people
this is when Lauren and I were still together, right? Yeah. Listen to me, right? Yeah, that what girlfriend was this? I better keep my mouth shut.
This is infrastructure, as we like to say. This is how you let people know what it is you do for a living, because there's a whole lot of folks. Wait a minute, man. For a living, because there's a whole lot of folks online.
Yeah.
And getting the word out about your business all starts with a stunning, beautiful website. No matter what business you're in, Wix, W-I-X, will have something for you. Wix.com is used by more than 70 million people throughout the world. And you can do it all yourself. You don't need to be a programmer or a designer. And believe me, folks, a lot of times that's the best way to go. You can do all of this yourself. Hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from. Easy drag-and-drop features. No coding is needed. You can get your website live today.
Drag and drop.
My man, it's free. Just go to Wix.com and sign up for an entirely free account today. That's right.
All right.
Why don't you do that, and you can try this out and tell
me
what you
like.
You
know, as I think about
it,
and this is just between me and you and the other BSPs, here are the advertisers that I think I've been most effective with on this show. Blue Chew, which is basically Cialis and Viagra, which is, you know, for like making sure you've definitely got a fucking hard on, because, excuse me, but you know, you get over 50, man, and there's even some dudes under the age of 50 that get too nervous. So it's just like a really great, because, you know, who doesn't, excuse me for saying this, who doesn't like to fuck? And I know it's one of those things you just tell a guy, here it is. So, you know, this, you're gonna love it. And I know for a fucking fact that, you know, I can sell that. The other thing I'm good at selling is that motherfucking Pluto TV, you know, because it's television. I'm not, you know, I'm not a very fancy guy, man. I use a lot of shit, but to be able to sell it. So, having said all of that, let's get this show on the goddamn road, shall we? Hear me.
Put your hands on this thing and drive it yourself. Wix.com.
Yeah, sure,
no
Phil.
Credit card is required.
Sure, Phil.
An entirely free account. It's easy. And the result is stunning.
Uh-huh.
Go to Wix, W-I-X.com today. That's Wix.com.
Yeah.
W-I-X.com.
Spell it again. Okay, so here comes the thing.
Wait a minute.
We're going to start the show. I promise you we'll start the show. All right, so that's...
Put your hands on this thing and drive it yourself. Wix.com. No credit card is required. An entirely free account. It's easy. And the result is stunning. Go to Wix, W-I-X.com today. That's Wix.com. W-I-X.com.
Yeah, that's great.
Wait a minute, man.
There. That's where I've that's where I'm stopping it. Okay, here we go. You ready? You ready? You ready? Are you ready? Because I'm ready, too. I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Ready, 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 I'm ready. Womp, bump, loom, bump, bump, bum, boom, booty. Okay. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Tutti Frutti. Oh, Rudy. Trump says someday, maybe, Mnuchin will talk about his financials. Trump, why don't you go fuck a duck, you piece of shit? You promised to show your fucking tax. We're going to get your taxes, bitch. There ain't no fucking holding us back. Your taxes will be seen by the American people, and we'll know what a crooked piece of shit you really are. I'll probably be dead and buried by the motherfucking time that comes out. But I'll be there waiting on, you know, God will be here, and Trump will be on his way to the other place. I'm kidding. I don't know. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go, yeah. Well, before we get into today's encore show from October the 15th, wait a minute, start again.